My Sunday school teacher wants me to explain the Lord's Prayer, but I don't understand the forgiveness part.
Well, forgiveness is a really important part of being a Christian. Well, hey there, I'm Zach. Welcome to a brand new week of stories and scriptures here at Keys for Kids. So if someone says or does something mean to you, you might feel hurt, or you might get mad, or you might even stay mad for a really long time. But forgiveness is when you stop feeling hurt and stop being mad at the person who was mean to you. It's important to learn to forgive others because, after all, Jesus forgave you for all the bad stuff you've ever done. Ephesians 4:32 says, "Be kind and loving to each other. Forgive each other the same as God forgave you." And now our story today, it's called Forgive Us Our Diets. "Molly, could you please pass the corn?" Andrew asked. As Molly picked up the bowl of corn with one hand, she accidentally spilled it all over the table. "Aw, man," said Andrew. "I was really looking forward to some corn." "I'm sorry, Andrew," Molly said. "I didn't mean to spill it. It was an accident." "I know, Molly," Andrew replied as he helped her clean up the spilled corn. "I've spilled food before, too. Next time, use both hands. Can you pass the mashed potatoes instead?" This time, Molly grabbed the bowl of mashed potatoes with both of her hands and passed it to her brother without spilling it. "Thank you," Andrew said as he put a spoonful of potatoes on the plate. "So, Andrew, Mom tells me you're working on memorizing the Lord's Prayer for Sunday school," Dad said. "How's that going?" "Well, memorizing it is the easy part. My Sunday school teacher wants me to be able to tell her what it means, and that's where I'm struggling," Andrew said as he took a bite of the potatoes. "Well, maybe I can help," said Dad. "Which part do you not understand?" "The part that goes something like, 'Forgive us our diets as we forgive our dieters.'" Dad chuckled. "I think you mean debts and debtors, not diets and dieters. Our debts are our sins, and our debtors are those who sin against us. God wants us to forgive others just like He forgives us."
"You mean like how Andrew forgave me for spilling the corn?" asked Molly.
"Well, spilling the corn wasn't a sin, Molly, so it's not quite the same thing. But it was a mistake, and instead of getting upset about it, Andrew remembered that he's made mistakes like that before, too. So, yes, in a way, that's what we need to do when others sin against us intentionally. We forgive them because we've sinned, too, and Jesus has forgiven us."
"That makes a lot more sense now," Andrew said as he pushed his plate aside. "I wondered why God wanted us to forgive dieters."
The entire table began to laugh. So what about you? Has anyone ever told you they were sorry for something they did to you that was wrong? Did you forgive them? We all sin and need to ask Jesus to forgive us, and He always does. And He wants us to do the same when others ask us to forgive them for the wrong things they do. The next time someone asks you for forgiveness, remember that Jesus has forgiven you. Our key verse is Colossians 3:13.
"Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you."
And our key thought today, forgive others. You know, sometimes learning about the Bible can cause you to have some questions. And if you do, then you can ask your parents or maybe a pastor that you know. But you can also ask your questions to us here at Keys for Kids Ministries. The best way to contact us is to go to keysforkids.org and then click on the Contact Us button. Send us your question about the Keys for Kids story, and we'll do our best to help out however we can. We're online at keysforkids.org. This is Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.